where 9/11 happened.
Okay.
And I can remember to this day sitting in my office and watching the news when the planes both hit and the plane went down in the field, and just sitting there for quite a few hours, because obviously everyone was at that point kind of oblivious to what was happening and why it was happening. And I had mentioned before, when you hear certain people's names called to the captain's cabin, something was going on. Only this time, one of my positions was senior enlisted watch bill coordinator. So I was responsible for not only my division, but the supply department, leading chief petty officer. I was also responsible for all of the watch standards on board the ship. So this time I got to hear Senior Chief Carroll lay to the captain's cabin. So I knew it was big. Mm-hmm. And got up there, and he informed us, and we all had to, at that time they had already had our secret security clearances ready for us to sign. And he went through with us what was going on and gave us a rundown, and then said, XO, take Senior Chief, and there were the Command Master Chief and the MA, he was a senior chief, another good friend of mine, and several other officers, the ops officer and Chang and all those guys, and come up with a security force plan. I had only at that point carried a weapon on watch. We carried Glock 9s, and we had a shotgun. And from that day to the day I retired, 2004, from 2001 till 2004, part of my daily routine was going down to the armory and getting my Glock and strapping it to my hip. And I had never had to do that before. Complete change in attitude as to, you know, training had always been one of those, yeah, well, it's time to do a security drill. Yeah, no, it was very strict, very regimented, very planned out. The data that it happened, we went into two-section duty, and so you had 24 on, 24 off. You still had to show up for your second day of work, but you got to go home that night, and then you were on for 24. That was one of the things that we implemented, which we were in six-section duty. So going, they called it port to starboard, port and starboard, 24 on, 24 off. And then certain people carrying weapons, and just a completely different attitude towards the reality of, and for me, this was kind of my second reality because I had gone through the whole coal scenario. And what was interesting was we gave people in shifts the day that it happened, and after everything had come down and everyone was told what was going on, we gave everybody 3 hours, again, in shifts to go home and pack a sea bag, because you didn't know when you were leaving the ship again. Fortunately, we did not have to deploy anywhere, and we may have gotten underway. I'm not quite sure, because they wanted to get most of the ships out of the piers, out to sea, so that we had, you know, sitting at a pier with stores being delivered and this coming and this going, you know, the way everyone was thinking was it could be any one of us at any time. So every time a truck pulled into the pier, you know, you were thinking, oh, shit. And security on board, well, on board obviously got, but security at the front gates got much more. You know, they used to look at your sticker and either salute at you or wave you through. It, no, there were lines, and all of the trucks that were coming, you know, to deliver things and, you know, to the ships or the Navy Exchange, whatever there was there, the mess hall, they were all searched. And you would get a lot of complaints from vendors, you know, we're just trying to get your stuff. And it's like, yeah, we're trying to stay alive. You know, I don't know you from Adam. So it was a completely different attitude. And you really realized that it wasn't going to be fun for a long time.